Gene Hawkins' office at Texas A&M's Transportation Institute is covered with road sign stuff, but there's one item in particular.
As I walk over to it,
that's hard to miss.
You can hear me banging on it. It's a standard size interstate route shield.
Specifically, an Interstate Route 75 shield that hangs on his office window. Hawkins is an expert in U.S. road signs. He collects old signs and signage manuals. In the mid-90s, a retired Texas traffic engineer named Richard Oliver gave him what looks like any old I-75 sign. Until you notice it's labeled for the stretch of I-75 running through New York.
Which is interesting because Interstate 75 is not in New York.
Hawkins' sign is a storied one, and that story begins almost six decades ago.
This is the American dream of freedom on wheels.
And this is a film by General Motors, essentially lobbying for the interstate system.
An automotive age, traveling on time-saving superhighways.
Advocating was arguably the easy part. The tough part came once Eisenhower took pen to Bill there and made the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956 a reality.
Bob Cullen is a historian at the American Association of State Highway Transportation Officials, ASHTO or ASHO in the 50s. Once the go-ahead had been given to start building this new system of superhighways, a lot of the logistics fell to ASHO. Highway numbering, design standards, signage.
And what was described as a distinctive interstate route marker.
It would become the interstate brand, representing modernization, human achievement, and a lot of taxpayer dollars. And so ASHO put a call out for submissions and designs poured in from its member states.
Some were on these small sheets of paper.
Others were full-size metal signs. There were a total of 76 different submissions. Now, we don't know what, if anything, came from Florida. Most of the submissions have been lost to history. But from what Cullen could dig up, there was one main trend.
The giant I, the letter I, that was how they would make the distinction that this was an interstate highway that people were traveling on, having a giant I there.
But there was also an eagle, a map of the country, a star that looks like a sheriff's badge. Most of these were designed by traffic engineers, and the fact that they were thinking even a little creatively, says Cullen, shows they understood just how important this moment was.
It went beyond just being, you know, the routine sign and pointing the way to go, but that this was going to perhaps take on the trappings or significance of a national symbol.
The four finalists were printed up in full size, road tested in different conditions, and the winning submission, with a few tweaks, came from Texas, a traffic engineer named Richard Oliver.
I have here a letter that is dated September 9th, 1957. Dear Mr. Oliver.
Which brings us back to Gene Hawkins and that I-75 sign.
Your original design of the route marker for the interstate highway system has been adopted by the American Association.
Richard Oliver picked a shield symbol as a sign of federal authority and submitted it in black and white because he didn't know colors were allowed. Oliver was given one of the first interstate shields ever printed, I-75, New York. Gene Hawkins thinks it was only ever meant as a mock-up.
Please accept our commendations for your ingenuity and skills in proposing this marker.
Even a road sign buff like Hawkins admits he doesn't necessarily think of this history whenever he drives past interstate signs.
Unless there's something there to make them stand out. They're damaged or have graffiti or something else. If you know where you are and you know where you're going, you really don't pay that much attention to them.
But one of the original interstate signs in a professor's window, that is one sign, at least, that's hard to miss. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.